Welcome to South by Southwest Interactive. We are thrilled to have you here. We're thrilled to be here. And we're thrilled you made it through that badge line in time. So you are obviously the ones who are prepared to get a jump on it. So thank you all for coming. So before we go through a couple of quick introductions, how many people are here at South by Southwest for the first time? All right.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. You're going to love it. And how many people have been here once before? How many people have been here more than once before? Well, fabulous. Yeah, it's a phenomenal event. So thrilled you're here. I see people we know, a lot more we don't know, but it's all going to be good. So we're going to go do some quick introductions. I'm Brian Zisk. I do the SF Music Tech Summit and the Future of Money and Technology Summit and about a dozen other projects, which makes it easy because then whoever I meet, I'm like, oh, you're into that. Well, I got a project about that. We were lucky enough to have a music technology company here about, it was the first big music tech hit. We were all running around wearing big green Afro wigs, and that got people's attention. So anyway, we're lucky enough here to have you.
Hi, I'm Hugh Forrest. I am the director of the South by Southwest Interactive Festival. Happy to be enlisted onto this session to help give some of my tips on how to get the most out of the event. Briefly, I at this point manage a staff of about 20 people. We work pretty much year-round to try to work out whatever problems we've identified from 1 year and improve those for the next year. We thought we had the weather technology down for this year, but I think we pushed the dial a little bit too far in one direction, and we'll have to work on that formula a little more for 2013.
Good afternoon. Hi, I'm Evan Cohen, the general manager of Foursquare. Manage the business sides of the company, all the sort of non-fun, non-sexy stuff. I'm just kidding, but not product and engineering, but all of the sort of business, marketing, finance, operations, that whole world. I've been at this is my third South By, so I guess that makes me an expert, but that feels really weird to say or observe. I was surprised and impressed how many people are here for the first time, because last year and already this year, I feels totally like a new experience. Like there's so many different South Bys that are happening at once, thousands of them, that every year is totally different. But glad to be here again, and looking forward to the chat today.
Hi, I'm Theda Sandiford. I'm a New Yorker that moved to Austin about 18 months ago because I started coming to South By. This is my 10th one, and every time I'd come, I'd say I want to move there, and I finally did. So I write a blog called Austin Yankee, and it's all about my food and wine adventures and New York culture shock becoming a Texan. I also work with a lot of different companies to do their go-to-market strategy, and South By is one of those major temples for those companies to get their foot in the door.
So there are a lot of different things you can do to raise your profile, but one thing to really look at is, what does raise your profile mean? And then you can definitely, you can get covered in some magazine, you can, get noticed through social media, you can make some great contacts, you can do a bunch of business. But a lot is really knowing what you're intending to do. So does everybody here have some idea of what they'd like to get out of South by Southwest? Yes? Does anyone not have any idea what they want to get out of South by Southwest?
That's okay too.
Yep. Because, a lot of it is really just meeting people and really seeing how you can help each other. So let's take 30 seconds, and everyone just meet someone else who's sitting around you. I know you're here by yourself. There's no one within two seats. But everyone come say hi. Or everyone just introduce yourself to someone for about 30 seconds.
Nice one. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, two of my former interns are right here.
Okay, we just let this run for an hour.
That's the wrap.
You should like to be charged with creating order again.
Okay.
Order.
What's your hashtag?
that. I was looking that up. We're making it up. I think it's Raise Profile.
Brian, here.
Raise Profile?
Yeah. Yeah, let it run for another 30 seconds. This is going great.
Now look to your right. Now look
to your right. Okay. So has everybody closed a deal? Yes. Oh, we closed two over here.
Make sure you get their Twitter so you can tweet them up afterwards.
Yes. And they took out the SXs, right? And so while you're here, we do have a hashtag. I've been told it's actually profile up, though it says SX profile up, so use either or both. And that's one of the more obvious ways to really get noticed, is because people are, you know, reading tons of tweets and reading everyone what they're doing on Facebook, and everyone's checking in on Foursquare. And if you're active and you use the right hashtags, you use hashtag either about the session or hashtag SXSW, lots of people will follow you. And what I found is, in order to raise your profile, so much of it is actually having something interesting to say. If you don't really have anything interesting to say, it's really hard to accomplish anything. But do any folks on the panel have any, you know, has anyone seen anything done that really would raise? I mean, I'm going to start with an example. This is part of why we have Foursquare here on the panel. Well, I mean, over the last couple of years, I think 2 years ago, you know, I had heard about Foursquare, didn't really know much about it, and then every day at the end of, and don't do this because South by Southwest might not like it, but every day at the end, I would go outside and there would be Dennis Crowley and a bunch of other Foursquare guys with a Foursquare court chalked right into the ground right in front of the convention center. And you go, what is that? They're playing Foursquare. So what can you do to really associate people with what you're trying to accomplish? And I thought that was very, very well done.
Yeah, thanks. That was 2 years ago when we were still like 15 people in the whole company. We all came down to South By from New York and had a ton of fun. And we had no budget. We had no, you know, not many resources. But we, you know, we just engaged in, I guess, what's called guerrilla marketing. You know, wore T-shirts and gave out, wore Foursquare T-shirts, gave out hundreds of T-shirts. That was basically our whole marketing budget, just to buy 300 T-shirts and bring them down and give them to anyone we could see.
And now they're collector's items.
We also bought chalk, as you're saying. And yeah, we were, you know, just drew Foursquare courts, sort of like your pop-up Foursquare courts, wherever we could. And we would get chased by Hugh's team, I guess.
Not my team. Other people on my team.
All right. Somewhat, you know, it was illegal what we were doing, or against the rules of South By. I don't know if it was illegal. But you weren't supposed to, I don't know, draw stuff on the sidewalk. And we were right outside the convention center. And what happened was like 80 yards down, like, Ford had paid, you know, $200,000 to have, like, the premium outdoor space in front of the front door of the convention center, and we were, like, 80 feet away.
And I don't remember Ford at all, but I remember you guys.
Yeah. And so we got picked up a lot, too, in the press. So, like, what we were doing as kind of a fun, gimmicky thing was amplified because it was creative and fun and unique. And, you know, not only did we do the game itself, but yeah, the T-shirts. You know, we had tattoos that year with all our little badges. So you had every, which were just like fun, silly, cool things. So, you know, we started to see everyone wearing the tattoos on their face and whatever throughout the 3 days. And it just like we were able to create like a really fun, crazy underground energy around around the company and the branding. And you know, I don't know if it's an interesting topic. I mean, this is maybe another question. Like, is South By too big now to do those kind of things? 2 years ago, it felt like we were able to kind of get away with it, and that you could kind of make an impact with that kind of stuff. And it was fun, too. It was great for team building internally. So it was not only a terrific external marketing effort, but it was this great sort of memory and experience for the team.
Well, to your question of, you know, too big, yes, the event has been fortunate enough to grow. That said, I think that how to raise your profile or how to make an impact or whatnot is the same at its current level as it was 2 years ago. It's about making one-to-one connections with people. You know, there may have been some guerrilla aspects to what our friends at Foursquare did, but, you know, it was a great thing that you're walking down there and there's Dennis Crowley playing Foursquare and you can meet this guy that you've read about before. And as we were saying in the green room, the first time I met Dennis, he was a DJ at a party here. This was 5 or 6 years ago. And, you know, I'd communicated with him via email before or read about what he had done with Dodgeball, but it was just like one of those really neat South by Southwest type of connections. So, you know, one of the things that I often tell people in terms of preparing for the event is to have a game plan. Know who you want to meet. Know what panels you want to go to. Know what you want to get out of the event. And that can still be done at 2:15 on Friday afternoon. But as well, be very open to the serendipity. I mean, if you're walking by the convention center and Dennis Crowley's playing Foursquare, I would stop to talk to him and see if he can join his game. He's a great guy.
He'll give you a T-shirt.
He'll give you a T-shirt, yes. So again, these serendipitous moments are a big part of the event and a big part of the way to raise your profile, to advance your goals.
And make sure you have a good, quick presentation. I mean, people say elevator pitch, and it really is, because, you know, you'll find all these people who you want to connect with, and they'll have 8 seconds. I mean, literally. And what can you say that will get their attention? So a lot is figuring out who they are, sizing them up, and having... Does everybody have a little 5-second rap about what it is that they do and what they're looking for? Yes. Then let's see. Does everybody have... No, I mean, does anybody not know what they're looking for and is just kind of cruising around? If no, okay, you
they're not going to admit it if they're cruising around, because everyone in this room is, like, so committed right now.
Yeah. But you always want to be telling your pitch. I mean, if you see people out there who have cameras and they're looking like they don't know who to interview next, I mean,
people... Well, what is too much pitch? Where does it come off as too much of a pitch? And,
you have to be careful of that, because it is easy to cross the line. And I think a lot really is, how are people resonating to it? I mean, personally, I mean, I find that when people are way overblown, it doesn't even really come off well. But
you also don't really need to try that hard. How many people smiled when they saw my balloon? Everybody, right? So it's really not that hard, guys.
And then you never know, you know? And sometimes things may cross the line a little bit but be effective. Sometimes, I mean, really, it's how do people respond? If all of a sudden, you know, she comes in with a balloon and the guy from South by Southwest laughs, you knew that was okay. Maybe. You know, it's like...
All I know is that everyone who's online downstairs, when they saw me walk by, and, you know, I was like, wow, that's going to be like 3 hours, 4 hours, that line. And they were all smiling. And I was like, God, they're either not from New York, or my balloon's really making them smile. And I'm kind of thinking it was the balloon, because that is an epic line down there.
But how do you decide from your end what you consider is too much?
I mean, I think
it's like porn when you know it when you see it. No, that's obscenity. Sorry, not porn. My error.
That was exactly my answer. I think it varies person to person, situation to situation. And there are some people that you'll meet at parties or panels or networking events or whatnot that you really want to be, you know, more of a business type sell to. Other people in other situations, a little more casual. At the end of the day, it's about being authentic to who you are and what you're comfortable with. You know, there are going to be lots and lots of late night parties over the next few days. If you're a late night person, great, go to those late night parties. If you don't usually stay up past 11 o'clock, you're probably not going to be at your best at midnight trying to network with someone, and don't do that. Wake up early the next morning. You can make lots of great connections at the coffee store also. So again, play to your strengths, be true to yourself, be authentic, and I think that's kind of a winning combination of the event.
And a lot of it is context, too. If someone comes up to you and says, so, what do you do? Let her rip, you know? And, you know, I think a lot is just what seems appropriate to everybody, see what folks are doing. And it's interesting because some things work and some things don't. It's like so many of the great promoters who I see at South By, you know, after 5 years, the first time they were here, they walked around with a sign or whatever, you know, where they stuck flyers on walls or whatever. And it was like, oh, that was inappropriate because it's on walls. Now South By wraps like every signpost in town with plastic. And it's like, okay, you can put your stuff up on there. Well, how do you get it noticed when everyone's sticking stuff on top of that? It really, you got to look at the cost-benefit analysis, because you can run around your whole South by just trying to stick up flyers that no one will notice. But if you've got something that's really clever and really funny, it might be worth it. How do you guys decide what's...
Well, I just want to say is you got to think of the alternatives, right? Everything here is go have a beer, eating barbecue. By Sunday, you'll never want to see any barbecue again.
Oh, yeah, so, we will.
What?
Oh, yeah, we will.
Okay. And then I'll give you the number for that colonic. So honestly, you got to kind of come up with something completely different. So, you know, if you've heard, there's a graffiti party tonight. Instead of going and getting shit-faced drinking Long Star, you can go and paint graffiti and do so with other people who are local to the area and do something completely different. So every party doesn't have to be in a bar. It can become something completely outrageous that you make up, and people will come check it out just because it is different.
I think another direction, and this is, I guess, more for next year because it's too late if you're sitting here and haven't done what I'm about to say, but you can do a lot with your product to sort of get attention and customize it and customize the experience somehow for the Austin experience, and that can, you know, be really fun and colorful. I mean, I think Uber, for example, did something really cool. I was just playing with it last night, which was, you know, they're the taxi, sort of private taxi service.
Not taxi. Taxi, what? They'd be illegal.
They don't like to,
they're a private car service.
They don't like to position it that
way?
No,
they intermediate between private car services and consumers.
They pick you up and drive you somewhere and you pay them.
It's not a taxi.
Whatever you call it. So that's Uber. So what they've done for Austin this year is you can use the app not to call it a taxi, but to call a pedicab. Those, you'll see, if it stops raining, you'll see a lot of guys biking around with a passenger seat in the back. And you can also use Uber to get barbecue delivered to you. I think.
Oh,
that's,
really?
Yeah, they have two new buttons in the app just for South by: deliver barbecue, have a pedicab. So they've, you know, they've customized
the colonic info,
the app to the experience. And and we've done similar stuff too at Foursquare. We have custom badges that we create just for Austin. We have the Porky's badge, which we rolled out last year, where you get it if you eat in three different barbecue places.
I've already gotten the Porky's badge.
There you go. The one we have, like 12 new ones this year. The one that I'm most fond of, we'll see how it goes, is it's called Shit. What is the right way to say it? Shit that is said at South by Southwest.
Shit that is said at Austin. Yeah, I got that this morning.
Did you? Okay, so it's like it's. I'm not going to tell you the exact way to unlock it, but it has to do with comments that you might append to a check-in. And if it kind of triggers the right set of keywords that we've kind of come up with, you get this badge. So obviously it has no utility. Like, this is not a national badge that we would roll out and keep as part of the ongoing Foursquare experience, but we've done this kind of playful thing, and we've done it every year. So it's a talking point. It's something that's fun. You can talk about it as a way to get people to try your app or your product while down here.
And then, you know, I mean, as they were pointing to, you know, South by is both a sprint and a marathon. You know, it's, even if you're only here for 5 days and you go, you'd be like, oh my God, I'm so exhausted. And then, you know, everyone's here for music after that, which is even more nuts. But common sense kind of applies. Make sure you stay healthy. Make sure you get enough food. Try not to drink food.
Sleep.
You'll get enough food. Try to get enough sleep. Try not to eat barbecue more than once a day. Try not to drink too much. Wear comfortable clothes. Wear comfortable shoes.
Ladies, leave the heels in the bag. Forget about it.
Mm-hmm. For next year, because it's a little tough for this year, register early so you can get a hotel room across the street from here. You know, if you're far away this time, do whatever you can. I mean, I met so many people who did great, you know, business and raising of their profile waiting for the shuttle buses. You know, it's so spread out and there's so many things to do that don't feel like, oh, I'm not at the really cool thing. It's like there's 1,000 really cool things, and take advantage of the one that you're near. The one of the my biggest tips is, if you're at a party that's good and there's four others, don't leave, because you might get stuck in a line. You might get not even be able to get there. I mean, and when you're looking at things you might want to go to,
don't necessarily judge on what you think may be best. Judge on what's closest. Because you can pop in there, pop in somewhere else, and then go on from there. Does anyone else have any like specific on the ground actionable tips or tricks?
On the ground.
That's where we are, on the ground.
We're on the ground.
We're on the ground.
lots of aspirin.
Sunscreen.
Yeah,
umbrella.
I mean, I think Brian's point is good, that if you're at a session you like or a party you like or a networking event, stay there. But certainly the reverse is true. If you are at a panel that's boring you, that you think you know more than the people on the on stage.
Yeah, right. Everyone's leaving.
there are 40 different other panels going on. Right. Leave the boring one, go to another one, find your tribe or find another mm-hmm. tribe that you want to be a part of. I mean, mm-hmm. one of the features, not flaws, of South by Southwest is that it is sensory overload. There are, you know, 300 different things happening at any given time. And if you're not having fun or learning something or meeting the right people at the given thing you're at, go somewhere else. And if you do find that place that you're having fun, you're meeting the right people, stay there. But again, don't get stuck in something that's not worth your time. Move on.
I think probably everyone already knows that follow-up is really important. And yes. I don't think enough people utilize the South by Southwest social tool. So all the panelists are on there, their bios. You can send them a message. I actually got a message from someone I hadn't worked with professionally maybe in 15 years, and they sent me a message. I got it last night. Hey, there you are. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming to the panel. It works. So I've actually, you know, maybe I'm slightly stalkerish, but I am definitely on there looking for certain people I want to talk to here, and I will send them a note, and, you know, it will end up in their inbox. They may not get to it right away, but then you follow up and, you know, tweet them or Facebook them. You just circle all the wagons until you talk to that person.
Yeah, one of the nicest things about South By is the culture. It's a very open spirit. Everyone's willing to talk. I, you know, maybe that's like not news to anyone if you're not from New York, but like coming from New York, it's like, oh my God, everyone smiles, everyone's friendly. So yeah, don't be bashful to introduce yourself to people you want to meet.
So Brian, talk a little bit more on your feelings on this idea of the importance of raising your profile online mm-hmm. or using online tools versus turning off the smartphone completely or turning off the computer and just trying to meet people face-to-face?
It's a hard call because, I mean, so much of it really are the people who you meet face-to-face. So don't use online as a crutch. That's one of the most important things. It's like there are reasons to use online. It's like if you got a little bit of downtime and you want to find out where everyone's aggregating, you want to, like, look at what your Twitter stream is, you know, I mean, you want to post stuff and get folks, but it really is about the personal connections. So really the online stuff, I think, for connecting, folks can learn about you through online, but it really is somehow closing the loop and connecting in person. I mean, do you guys have thoughts on how much online activity is appropriate and how much you should be consuming it versus contributing to it?
Well, just in preparation for Trover's experience at South by Southwest this year, I must have put in a good 3 months on local media, just social media, bloggers, individuals that I knew that were going to be here that I felt would be interested in hearing about them, and not just us, like the entire team was doing it, and just talking to people on social media, and then now we're listening for where they are and trying to go to where they are so that they will see us. I mean, we're trying to be very, obviously we're visible, so if you've been talking to us, you probably know who we are, and we can connect. But that was a good 3 months worth of work just to set it up so that we have a relationship. It's not like I tweeted you once, but we've been talking back and forth, commenting on each other's things that are the things to set up. Just all the comments that led into this week with everyone in town getting so excited for all you guys coming into town. So it's been a really fun experience. And now it's just a matter of paying attention where they say they are and going to be with them and making that connection face to face.
Can I give a plug?
Please.
It's relevant. It's topical. So for those of you, Hugh's advice is good, which is like stay put, everything, anywhere you are is exciting. But if you're, by contrast, more of a party hopper or a panel hopper, and you want to know what's happening, what's kind of like hot and exploding or what have you, Foursquare and other tools can help do that. So, you know, to the question about when and how you should use social media, for example, on Foursquare, you know, we have this tab that says Explore. You go to our Explore tab, you hit the button that says Trending, and you see like which places near you have the most people mm-hmm. checked in. And in Austin at South by Southwest, it's so dynamic and incredible. It's like you'll see 10, 20 places with 50 to 100 people checked in at any given time. And that includes specific panels. Now that we have panel content in the app, it includes bars, of course, out and about on 6th Street.
Can they all check Austin. Into this panel here?
I think so. The reason I say that is...
Test them out. Come on, guys.
Yes. I mean, yes is the answer. I didn't want to give the wrong answer, and I hadn't checked before. Yeah, so you know, like, there's all sorts of tools, not just Foursquare, mm-hmm. but of course we're the best one. There's all sorts of tools that let you know where
you were the best one last year. We'll see how this year goes, right? Anyway,
well, so Evan, talk a little bit more about Foursquare's experience at South by Southwest over the years in terms of the growth in user base and where that growth is coming from and how South by Southwest, the role in that, or how that works?
Yeah, sure. No, it's a good question. We were talking about this a bit before in the green room. One of the great things for us, and I'm sure for many other companies at South by, is that it's an incredible promotional platform and incredible networking experience and do a ton of business here. But it's not just a self-contained universe, and when you go back to your what will look like your boring state home where nothing goes on next Tuesday or Wednesday, you know, the sort of spirit or energy of South by carries on. So in the case of Foursquare, from a business point of view, the last 2 years were really interesting. We saw this really big surge in Foursquare signups during South by Southwest, and that wasn't too surprising. It's kind of intuitive. We got a lot of press those days. We were here in Austin with all the thought leaders in the industry talking it up. So not so surprising that we got this big user bump during the week of South by. But what was interesting is that it then established sort of a new plateau for us. So the growth surge that we saw at South by sustained throughout the spring of 2010. And then the same thing happened last year throughout the spring of 2011 and beyond. So for us, each of the last couple of years, South by has been really important as a way to kind of ratchet up our user base overall. And I think what's happening is, one, we're communicating and getting with all the thought leaders and press here in this event and getting them excited about Foursquare. And then they're telling their friends and so on when they go back home. And what's also happening is that, you know, everything that happens here is amplified globally in real time through social media and bloggers and press. And, you know, you guys probably know this from, you know, just in general, but I'll just underscore it. Like, it's a very high-profile event. And if you can make news here, it really can mm-hmm. reverberate to your benefit for weeks and months to come after the event.
And do you think the experience of Foursquare is relatively unique in terms of how cool a company is, or can smaller companies achieve that same thing, particularly as much as the event has grown?
Yeah, I don't think it's unique. I mean, I think, you know, there's... For all of these tools, whether we're talking about location-based services or general social networking or of course, anything in the film, music world, there's so much going on, so much disruption, so many interesting new companies. I mean, I think there's plenty of room for people to make a statement and sort of shake things up and get attention. So, yeah, I don't think it's like a big company thing or, you know, there's one winner and there's 7,000 losers. I don't mm-hmm. think it's
There's just so many niche groups here that, I mean, you just target your niche and you don't have to be Microsoft to own your piece of the pie. Just target your niche, and it's just smart marketing-wise anyway. You don't waste a lot of money talking to people who aren't going to be interested in your product. So mm-hmm. just focus.
I have another piece of advice that this conversation is reminding me of. So if indeed you're, I don't know what it is, but a certain kind of more prominent tier of companies that are able to get a lot of attention in a given year, a great way to leverage it is to use and abuse, I shouldn't say it that way, to partner with large corporations that are interested in expanding their South By presence. So South By is now like, you know, this really cool big event, and you have a lot of big tech and other and non-tech companies who want a bit of that magic. And so, you know, you're going to, you saw this a little last year, you're going to see a lot this year where like big corporations have their banners and their marketing pavilions and so on. And they're looking to partner with cool small tech companies. And mm-hmm. last year, take away my use and abuse, please. Strike it from the record. Last year, we had this great partnership with Pepsi where we had this amazing outdoor pavilion space that we co-sponsored with Pepsi and had ping pong tables and four-square courts and a bar and a grill and thousands of free cans of Pepsi every day. And it became like a destination site where people would come and hang out. We'd have 300 people there at any given time. And it was just like fun and a great place to hang out and meet people and do business and helped our brand. And Pepsi paid for the whole thing. And this year, we're doing something similar with Microsoft. And we have another great pavilion over at Trinity and Fifth. Come by when it stops raining. And it has a four-square court, and we're going to have food. And it's just like a fun event that that people can do. And, you know, to the earlier question, Hugh, of, you know, is that just Foursquare? I don't think so. I mean, it's, when it gets sunny and you walk around, you're going to see hundreds, I think, mm-hmm. scores of outdoor pavilions and food trucks, and everyone's doing like fun, clever things to sponsor them or work with them. I'll give one last example that's not Foursquare. Last year, GroupMe was one of the kind of hot, buzzy companies. They were like 10, 15 people, so it was really small. They didn't have a big marketing budget or what have you, but they very cleverly simply rented the hamburger truck across the street from the front door of the convention center. What's it called, Hugh? It's a local...
It's called Downtown Burgers, I think.
Downtown Burgers. And they rebranded it as like the GroupMe grilled cheese truck. And they gave out free grilled cheese sandwiches. And it was so popular because it's like right across the street from the convention mm-hmm. center. It was free. Mm-hmm. And it was grilled cheese. It was like a perfect combination. And GroupMe got, you know, it was just a brilliant little marketing thing. It was easy. It was cheap. And, mm-hmm. You know, it helped put them on the map.
But I think, you know... something you're saying there, Evan, which I think is important to a lot of people in this room, is that, again, more and more of these larger corporations have heard great things and good things about South by Southwest. They want to connect with you guys who are the digital creatives who are thinking of new and important and interesting and innovative ways to push this technology forward. So it is a great spot for creative people to meet with larger companies, create partnerships, mm-hmm. create new jobs, that type of stuff. And again, that kind of goes into the theme of what we're talking about here, how to raise your profile, whether it's mm-hmm. getting more, you know, Twitter followers or getting a new job or making connections. These are all good things that can happen if you have mm-hmm. a good strategy at South by Southwest. Mm-hmm.
And do stuff which makes sense for you. I mean, you know, if you're Foursquare, you play Foursquare. Whatever really is relevant. I mean, honestly... beer and barbecue, it's like differentiates you from folks how. But if there's some way where it's a little device or a little sign or something clever that will stick in people's minds. I mean, because, you know, you guys are the influencers. You guys are the ones who actually made it here. So you're really like far ahead of other folks already. So connecting with these folks or connecting with the other folks from wherever you're from who are here, it's kind of like this affinity group that carries forward. And, you know, one thing that's really interesting, I mean, you mentioned GroupMe, and I look at I've installed probably 12 new apps that are going to be the hot app of South by Southwest to check it out. And there is that kind of informal, like, just buzz promotion, but I will say, GroupMe pinged me probably 6 times to get on this panel. I mean, literally, of the 12 apps that I spotted out there that I said, oh, I want to try Highlight, I want to try Glancy, probably 5 or 6 of them reached out and contacted me independently, going, try Meteor. I'm like, oh, I don't really like it. I don't quite want to say I like health tech. I don't quite, you know, and then, of course, they did a whole new update, like, last night. So it's almost like their promotion was... So it's like, it's not just the merits of what you have. it's reaching out to the people who you want to have your profile raised. Like GroupMe, yeah, I knew it was hot last year. I couldn't even, what? I don't know. You know, but now I'm like, oh, I should check it out. They called me a bunch of times. So I'm not saying stalk people, but do find, you know, I mean, if you really want to get in with Foursquare, tweet stuff with the Foursquare hashtag. Probably someone from school Foursquare is reading it. So find ways to overlap with the folks who you want to connect with or who you think it would be good to connect with. I mean, there's
soft stalk.
There's hundreds of things you could do. Like I've never seen anyone do this, but like, you know, sponsor a swim at Barton Springs on one day or something, you know? And I mean, if you got a swimming related thing, I mean, there's just so many, it's such a big blank canvas that trying to do what everyone else has already done isn't really going to get you there. But if you can provide value, like Twitter, I knew the Twitter guys before Twitter. I was like, what? What's this? What? And then I got here to South by my first night. I didn't know what to do. And people were talking about this great party that I then went to, connected with all these folks I hadn't seen in years. It's like, if you have something that's worthwhile to folks, if you have the goods, if you don't have the goods, it's really hard to raise your profile. But by having a strong base, you have something, a platform to build on that then folks can reach out and...
Well, ultimately, it's about being creative. And creativity doesn't cost money. It really doesn't. And often when you're up against the, I have a limited budget, that's when you do your best thinking. So take that first idea that you thought was ridiculous and actually say, how can I actually execute against this? And you might find it's easier... than you think. Just have a plan B rain plan, because who knew it was going to be a monsoon out here. So these balloons were supposed to be out around town pointing you out to cool things for you to check out. That won't happen when it's 20-mile-an-hour winds and a monsoon. So I'm wearing mine instead, so you can check me out instead. So that's serendipity of randomness, and you know, go with it.
Well, your point about being creative, I think, is good and certainly something that we as an organization try to emphasize over and over again when talking about South by Southwest. The bottom line here, whether it is the music event or South by Southwest film or South by Southwest Interactive, is creativity. People are doing very, very creative things. And that's what makes the event magic when it's magic, is these very creative people coming together. The best way to raise your profile is doing something creative. From what Evan's talking about of the Foursquare game, I mean, who would have thought of that or whatever? But it made total sense, to doing balloons, to just thinking of something different that resonates with your personal experience, your strategy, but be creative. I mean, this audience, this crowd, this event is geared towards creativity, and the more you can play to that strength, the better you're going to be.
So do we have mics in the audience? Who's going to be the first person to raise their profile with a question? And this is an interesting one, because when people have questions, they could either really come off really, really badly if they're too self-promotional, or they could come off really, really well if they say something that makes sense. I remember my first South By, I asked a question, and a week later, the guy had been into ASCAP for 21 years, quit, and was like, I need to pursue this music tech thing. And it's like, you can really change people if you have really significant, interesting questions.
That was all because of your question that he quit?
Well, then he came and found me and then basically said, oh my God, yeah, it was, you wow. know, I mean, it led to it.
That's a high bar for a question.
So that's why I wanted to make sure that we filtered out all the not great questions.
Who's going to quit from this panel first?
I'm done.
Okay.
Sorry. Noah, yes.
Okay. So my name's Charlie Wood. I work for Spanning here in town. I've got a question about Foursquare's approach. So you're talking about the first year you were here, you know, not a lot of plan, not a lot of budget, but it was just to create, sounds like there was a goal, right, which was to create buzz. Now, as you've gotten much larger, much more high profile, how much more sort of intentional and detailed are your goals that you attempt to accomplish with your presence here?
Yeah, it's a good question. We're not, you know, indeed, when you're early, it's like just the scrappy, insane focus on someone noticed me, right? So, and when you're a little bit bigger like us, we've try to develop a bit more nuance. In our case, both last year, I'll give two answers. Last year, we used South By as a platform to launch a series of really important new products for us. We launched a huge deal with American Express. We launched our Explorer engine, which is like our search engine to help you find cool things to do nearby. And so it was therefore useful as like a specific product launch and promotion. This year, one of the things that we've talked a lot about over the last couple of weeks as we were thinking about our marketing presence is, you know, we don't have a huge thing that we're launching, but one of the misconceptions about the company, we have a lot of hype, we have a lot of tension, which is great, but we're a little bit overknown, we think, for being just a check-in service. And, you know, we've been working hard throughout the year, and this is an important part of it, to try and shift that perception a little and teach consumers that Foursquare is so much more. It's about helping you find not just your friends who are nearby, but also great new places to go and check out and discover, as well as finding deals and discounts and rewards. And so we have this sort of multifaceted value proposition, but everyone thinks about us a little bit in just too much of the sort of one box of checking in. So for us, it's about specific product promotion, not just advertising the whole company overall.
And I'll critique that. That was a really good question, but I will say, hi, this is Charlie from...
Yeah, I don't remember what he said. What? Can you do that again?
Sure. My name is Charlie Wood. I'm from Spanning.
Okay. Very cool. Okay.
I heard you.
The first time?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Hi. Oh. Hi, I'm Prue Ashby from London and Partners.
Yay.
Is anybody selling umbrellas, by the way? Because that would be fantastic.
Branded umbrellas. It's a good idea.
If we were in New York, they would be everywhere. They, like, come out, like, the minute it's raining, and you're like, where do these guys come from with the umbrellas?
It broke as soon as I took it out, though. That was, don't get the cheap umbrellas. And he was so happy. He's the only guy happy it was raining.
My question is for Theda, just about the social interaction tool you were talking about. Like, how can we make most of it, and how do we use it? Because you mentioned it, but you didn't mention
it's,
how to use it.
Well, it's SXSX
social.
SXSX social.
So when you made your profile, that's the section of the website there, and you can just go through and look at the various profiles of the panelists and other participants, and just click on their name and send them a message.
You can also use it to do searches. You can search media, and it will come up with everyone who's on South by Social who is tagged as media. It is the system is geared such that you can only send, I think, 15 emails a day. We're tried not to encourage
probably good move
spamming. But,
well, you can't really follow up on more than 15 people if you're going to make a meaningful connection with someone.
Correct.
Yeah. Also, yeah, if you haven't already filled out your tags so that people can find you, I would go ahead and fix that.
Next.
Hi. Loud. It's weird hearing something come back to me. Anyway, my name is Zach, and I'm with Walgreens. So I'm from a big company, not a small startup.
Cool.
And from what we were talking about just a second ago, you guys are giving us ideas and talking about from the small company, how do you connect, how do you get that kind of going? From the big company standpoint, how do I figure out who to talk to?
How do you fit? Well, I mean, are you trying to reach people for business deals? Are you trying to get everyone to go shop at Walgreens?
Goal? Well, I always want everybody to go shop at Walgreens. So it's about a mile up the street. You should go check it out. It's good stuff. There's a coupon on Foursquare, too, for 50 cent Arizona iced tea. Seriously, good stuff.
Yeah.
Scan it right at the register. But there's your shameless plug. So basically, what I'm trying to figure out is how do you sift through things? Because I want to meet people in person. I want to create real relationships. From our point of view, we're not necessarily looking for a deal for tomorrow. We're trying to figure out where are things going, what are the next steps going to be, and understanding the industry trends. Because the reality is a giant company like us may not need the industry trend right away, but when it's time to plug in, we want to know what the scope is. So what do you... thoughts on researching that, understanding who the right people are to talk to in these rooms,
Do you do a lot of your research on blogs? I mean, are you like, you know, TechCrunch and Mashable and following all the trends that are being discussed in those blogs?
Oh, yeah. we're covered on day-to-day, and we have a large e-commerce team that's focused on that stuff, but more so from within the South by Southwest experience, you know, what would your take be? Because I'm one person for a company of 250,000.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So thought process on how do you rep that and how do you connect in that way?
I would, if you're reading those blogs, I would connect with some of the writers that you like what they've been saying. You've read a blog, you see their byline a bunch of times. Almost everyone's on Twitter. You can find them that way and see, you know, soft stalk them, and you know, find out where they're at. If they're probably checked in on Foursquare, get to where they're at and just start talking to them. I mean, when I first came here, I didn't know a soul. I literally came in and I was like, well, these are the things I'm interested in. And I went to those panels, and I stood in line to meet that person and talk to them afterwards, and I exchanged the numbers, and I followed up. And, I mean, literally, that really is all there is to do if you're here to make one-on-one connections with people. And, I mean, there's plenty of stuff that you've probably done in advance. You just need to think, where are those people, and I'm going to run into them.
Mm-hmm. I think there's sort of a hive mentality that emerges at South By, and I think almost talking, you know, the simple answer in terms of like how do you like get your finger on the pulse of the hot trends, which is sort of one of your questions. I think, you know, just the simple answer, like talking to everyone as much as you can, and it feels like every year I've been here, a sort of consensus emerges on like what is the really interesting 5 or 10 or 20 companies to be looking out for over the next year, and sort of everyone kind of keys into that somehow. So I think that's you know, that's the best advice, just like constantly be networking, and mm-hmm. everyone and anyone has an interesting and useful perspective. On your other question, like how do you connect to people you might want to do business with, you know, I think networking aggressively with speakers on panels might be your best way. Like, you're not gonna, if you're like in the back of your mind, you're like, well, you know, we really want to do something with Twitter, and I haven't been able to find a guy from Twitter or a gal from Twitter to do a meeting with. Yeah, you may not be lucky enough to bump into them at a party on 6th Street here in Austin, but yeah, you know, chase them down at the panels.
And they're less likely to be drunk when they're on the panel.
Brian, as well there, I mean, you know, realize that panels are kind of the tip of the iceberg here. Panels allow us as organizers to bring a lot of very interesting people together, but, you know, the real meat of the event or any event like this happens in conversations after the panel, when people mm-hmm. come up to the stage or in the hallway or at parties. If you see someone on a panel who you thought said some really interesting things, go up and say, hey, I enjoyed what you had to say on the panel. And most people are receptive to that. Mm-hmm. They're also, you know, we do tons of meetups during the days. There are tons of parties. So, again, depending on how comfortable you are and just going to those parties or meetups and talking to people, asking them, what do you think is the hottest trend here? And, you know, typically, as Evan's saying, you begin to get a little bit of a consensus in terms of what the hottest things are, the most interesting things are. Yeah. And,
you know, I got an idea for you. I don't know if you blog, but you might want to blog all those things that people are saying to you, and make sure you sort of tweet them, or tag them in a way so that they know. That will actually help them remember the conversation that they had with you. So when you do follow up, they remember mm-hmm. they spoke to you.
Mm-hmm. And then I will mention, in regards to approaching folks after panels, it's interesting because I hear more people say, oh, no, you don't do that. They're so busy. They'll never blah, blah, blah. And that's wrong, because, you know, I mean, everything is really a trajectory these days as opposed to a point. It's not like where you are now. It's like you make some contact, and then you make another contact, and you make another contact, and you just kind of want it to evolve. The one thing to know is, when people do panels, they're all hyped up, and when 40 people come up after and they all want to talk for 15 minutes, it's like, you know. So going back to what we started, have your messaging down. I'm from Walmart. I think we could do some great stuff. Walgreens. I'm from Walmart. Walmart meet Walgreens. You know, have something really easy and simple and memorable, so that they can kind of be like, oh, that guy wouldn't stop talking. That guy went, oh, that was really interesting. Okay, Walgreens, I remember. You know, so have your message. I mean, I almost can't stress enough, how important it is to have great messaging, and not only great messaging, but a bunch of different great messages. So whoever it is you can approach with, I mean, it's almost like, I hate to say it, what was that book? The Pickup Artist or whatever it is, you know? Have something a little different which will make people remember you, you know?
I don't know what the right segue is. One other small bit of practical advice, especially now, like the show is so big, a lot of big companies or even medium-sized tech companies that you might be wanting to network with have pavilions outdoors or have an exhibit hall. You guys have the huge exhibit hall on the ground floor. Or, you know, so if you want to meet someone from Microsoft, you know, on this floor, there's a little Xbox Live thing I think I saw. Or if you want to meet someone from Foursquare, you know, come by our pavilion on Trinity and Fifth. If you want to meet someone from Google, you know, go to the Google party, which I think is, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday night, and like there's going to be 70 people there from Google, so you're going to, you know, run into them. So, yeah, just being proactive that way.
And do a little research about who it is you want to meet. It's like, you know, meeting the cosmetics buyer at Walgreens is very different from, you know, it's like, oh my God, you're at Google. Cool. Can you help me with my search? You know, it's like, there are definitely people who they're not just big faceless companies. They're individuals who you really want to approach. And a lot of times it'll be if you don't know and you go to the Google party, I want to do this. Great, I'll take your card. I'll pass it on. But if you're like, you know, I want to meet, you know, Teddy Kartzman or whoever it is, they're like, oh, yeah, he's right over there. So if you've shown you've done your research, it makes it much easier for people to help you out.
How you doing?
Great.
Adam Finch, creationalien.com. You guys have spent a lot of time talking about what to do, but I think it's probably equally as important to talk about what not to do. Have you ever seen any creative concepts that maybe look good on paper just completely flop at South By?
Well, there's two kinds of flops. There's one that's like, wow, that was really embarrassing. And then there's just, well, nothing really happened. And those ones you never know about. But there's plenty of them. You guys have any examples?
There was someone last year, and I forget who, honestly. It was a big company, and they spent a ton of money doing a huge indoor thing. And I know this is ironic because of the weather today, but like everyone was kind of making fun or being sympathetic about it last year because like no one went into this warehouse that they had rented out and created this huge indoor thing because usually 99% likelihood the weather is just so amazing, everyone wants to be outside. Obviously, this year, that person would be brilliant if they if they had an indoor pavilion. But I don't know. Generally, that's I remember that being a big flop last year.
I mean, in terms of flops, think it kind of comes down to what Brian has said about have something there. I mean, lots of companies spend lots of money at South by Southwest to get their message out. And no matter how much money you spend or whatever, if the meat of the message isn't important and doesn't resonate with this crowd, it doesn't work so well. By comparison, other companies have spent less money and accomplished a lot because there is something there. So again, I mean, I think the crowd here is pretty good at separating, you know, the BS from the non-BS, and again, very creative crowd, resonates with, wants to see more creative people when they see something that is too much hype and not enough substance. They can pretty easily discern that.
And a lot is how you approach people. I mean, it's so much. It's like I sync up with you before I know what your message is. And if you look really interesting and excited and you're approaching me like it's a really like if you're genuinely excited, that carries over. And if you're just like if you look like you're doing it because your boss told you to do it, you'll be written off before you even present what it is, which is part of why it's such a great environment for folks who launch companies and who are really early, because enthusiasm counts for a lot. And when you're a three-person team, right, you know, if you're not enthusiastic, you shouldn't be on that team. So really, it's you know, how do you approach people? And do you approach them in a way where it makes sense for you? I mean, are they chatting up someone who it looks like they're trying to pick up? Don't get in the middle of that conversation. You know, it's like, what are the right ways and the right appropriate, you know,
5. Okay, you know, like, for instance, if someone's carrying a balloon like that, you can go and ask them about their company. But just kind of learn the social cues and go with them.
Yeah, so the only fail would be if you would try to pop my balloon or get arrested or, I mean, generally.
Well, you'll get arrested because you'll beat them up.
No. But I, well, okay.
TBD.
Maybe I'll take their picture and then I'll post a scathing blog about them, and that will be their gesture desserts. You can just get away, honestly, and sorry, Hugh, just get away with as much as you can get away with. Basically, just don't get arrested, obviously.
Huh. Don't get arrested in Texas, please. You will not.
You'll be buried under the jail. It won't be a good look. So, no, honestly, just push the envelope as far as you can go. I used to work for Lior Cohen, who's a chairman of Warner Music Group, and he would tell me with the conference that if he didn't get a call with someone complaining about something that I had done that day, I hadn't done my job. So honestly, really just push it. I knew that this might be running afoul, but no one's told me to leave yet, so I'm going to see how much further I can take it. Thanks, Hugh.
Last question. Make it a good one.
Yeah, right here. Timo from Pocos. Right. We're launching two big ideas. The first is point your phone at anyone you can see and send them a message. The second one is for Walgreens. It's mobile chat windows for every mobile device and every shopper in your store. And my question for the panel is, how do I get in front of Foursquare and Walgreens? Thank you.
Walgreens is over there, and Foursquare is right here. Thank you very much, everybody. I believe after a lot of these people here are going over to the Hilton Bar, where we're going to continue the indoor celebrations. But feel free to come and say hi now, and look forward to having a fabulous South by Southwest. So make the most of it, and look forward to seeing you this year and for many years to come. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have fun, guys.